From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. State electricity company PLN drives global collaboration for green technology in support of the Indonesia government mission. Czech Prime Minister expresses interest in the Nusantara Capital City project. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo declared that the government is ready to collaborate with the international community in the development of green technology. He made this statement during his opening speech at the Hannover Messe 2023, the world's largest technology exhibition held in Hannover, Germany, on April 16. According to the president, as the official partner country of Hannover Messe 2023, Indonesian government is exposed to technology investment and the development of green economics in Indonesia, in line with Indonesia's commitment to the energy transition. The Prime Minister of Czech Republic, Petr Fiala, expressed his interest in contributing to the development of Nusantara Capital City, or IKN, in Kalimantan. This was conveyed after meeting President Joko Widodo on Tuesday at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. He said a number of Czech businessmen had expressed their interest in a number of projects in Kalimantan, one of which was a green technology cooperation project.
We also discussed the project of the new capital city in Kalimantan. The project is really ambitious. I am looking forward to see a presentation of it soon. Czech companies have interest in the project. Some of them are at this visit with me. They can provide smart and green technologies, for example. Our goal is also deeper cooperation in the protection of environment between our ministries, but also on academic, scientific, and business levels.
Furthermore, Petr Fiala said Indonesia and ASEAN are important partners for Czech Republic and the European Union. According to him, Indonesian and Czech economic cooperation continues to grow and reach $637 million in 2022. Czech Republic is one of the importers of equipment in the energy sector, medical devices, and aviation products. Petr Fiala believes that the two countries can find new areas to develop cooperation. Petr Fiala hopes Czech and Indonesia will increase cooperation in the fields of defense and cybersecurity. He added that another area that can be developed in cooperation between the two countries is in the food product sector. Next, we have the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who projects economic turnaround at the moment of homecoming and Eid holidays this year will reach 240 trillion rupiah. In the release of Mudik Bareng Homecoming program organized by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy together with a local Indonesian beauty product brand on Wednesday in Jakarta, Sandiaga Uno said the homecoming will encourage the movement of Indonesian tourists by up to 30%. This is very helpful because there are about 124 million who have moved to their hometowns. If they move around their hometown, it will encourage their movement to be around 25-30%. So this will open up business opportunities and jobs, because with this homecoming, there will be an increasing economic impact that they will feel. Sandiaga Uno further hopes that people who are going home can travel to areas around their hometown and buy creative economic products as souvenirs. Sandiaga Uno also appreciates this homecoming program and hopes that the free homecoming program can continue to be implemented in the coming years. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs and Saudi Airlines that inked a cooperation agreement on the transportation of Indonesian pilgrims for this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia recently. Under the cooperation, Saudi Airlines will transport around 100,000 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims from 5 embarkation points. Director General of Hajj and Umrah Implementation, Hilman Latif, said, as a partner that has been transporting Indonesian pilgrims for years, it is hoped that Saudi can improve the quality of its services to pilgrims this year. He added, this year there will be more than 60,000 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims aged 65 years and above. Thus, more hospitable services from Saudi Airlines will be needed. Now we move to the international news. South Korea might extend its support for Ukraine beyond humanitarian and economic aid if it comes under a large-scale civilian attack. President Yoon Suk-yeol said, signaling a shift in his stance against arming Ukraine for the first time. In an interview with Reuters ahead of his state visit to the U.S. next week, Yoon said his government has been exploring how to help defend and rebuild Ukraine, just as South Korea received international assistance during the 1950-1953 Korean War. Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, Mr. Hussein Ibrahim Taha, has renewed his call for immediate ceasefire in Sudan. This follows an earlier statement in which he called on the leadership of the armed forces and the rapid support forces to end fighting and embrace dialogue and negotiation. We end the news with Vietnam that shipped a total of around 210,000 tons of coffee worth $482 million abroad in March, with exports to Indonesia, Russia, and Algeria witnessing a triple-digit growth, according to figures released by the General Department of Vietnam Customs. Industry insiders predict that the growth rate of global coffee prices will start to slow as high inflation in the European Union and interest rates in the U.S. will impact consumer spending, thereby making coffee consumption more uncertain. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
the world industrial attention may now be focusing on the handover Messe 2023. In the world's largest manufacturing industry exhibition held in Germany every year, Indonesia becomes a partner country for the third time in a row. Indonesia is the first Asian country to become an official partner at the handover Messe. In the handover Messe this time, Indonesia carries the theme Making Indonesia 4.0. Citing the official website of President RI.go.id, President Joko Widodo said that Making Indonesia 4.0 is a very relevant theme for Indonesia, which is carrying out economic transformation as the key to increasing productivity through downstream industry and green economy. He also stated that on one hand, the government will invite 7 manufacturing subsectors to this year's exhibition. They are food products, textiles, automotive, electronics, chemicals, medical devices, and pharmaceuticals. On the other hand, through the Indonesian pavilion, which is designed to resemble a traditional Indonesian ship, the Finisi, Indonesia carries the theme Infinite Journey. Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto explained that the meaning of Infinite Journey as Indonesia's journey towards the future with optimism. Meanwhile, the Finisi ship symbolizes that Indonesia is a new global power that is ready to face various challenges in the future. A total of 157 co-exhibitors occupy the 3,000 square meters exhibition area of the Indonesian Pavilion. They consist of government, education and research institution, the private sector and state-owned enterprises BUMN. Indonesia also displays the design of the new capital city of the archipelago IKN, which is being built as a smart and sustainable forest city, built by conserving forests. The presence of various participants from various sectors made this pavilion a window of optimism for the Indonesian industrial world. Through the handover Messe, Indonesia presents its national economic transformation agenda by promoting industrial and technological cooperation, encouraging exports and foreign investment, and strengthening bilateral relations not only with Germany but also other European countries. It is hoped that Indonesia's presence at the handover Messe 2023, not only as a participant but also as a partner country, is expected to increase the interest and trust of the world's industry. Besides presenting Indonesia as a global market force, it also has an important role in supporting the development of world industrial technology. Handover Messe 2023 is an event to show the two main foundations of Indonesian industry, namely industrial downstream and clean energy transformation. Moreover, a number of agreements will be signed by the government and several business players. The value of the investment cooperation commitment is estimated to reach at $1.9 billion. Indonesia's participation in Handover Messe 2023, which is held from April 17 until 21st, reflects what President Joko Widodo said, that Indonesia is a land of hope with strong appeal. The hope is to become a future manufacturing hub that is always open for cooperation and investment.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 19, 1933, when the Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, was founded. PSSI was established under the name Indonesian Football Association. It's the governing body for football in Indonesia. Its first chairman was Suratin Sosro Sugondo. PSSI joined FIFA in 1952, then with AFC in 1954. PSSI holds the Indonesian League competition every year, and since 2005, the Indonesian Cup has also been held. Moving on to April 19, 1953, when Wahid Hashim passed away. The first Indonesian Minister of Religion, Kiai Haji Abdul Wahid Hashim, died in Cimahi, West Java, April 19, 1953, at the age of 38. He is the father of Indonesia's fourth president, Abdurrahman Wahid, and son of Muhammad Hashim Asyari, and is one of Indonesia's national heroes. During his lifetime, Wahid Hashim gave birth to many thoughts on religion, the state, education, politics, and society, Nahdlatul Ulama, and Islamic boarding schools. We end today in history with April 19 about HANSIP or Civil Defense Organization Day. HANSIP or Civil Defense Organization was formed by the Dutch East Indies government in 1939 to fight against Japanese attacks. After Indonesia's independence, Presidential Decree No. 128 of 1962 was issued concerning planning, implementation, coordination, and supervision of defense forces and people's resistance, as well as decree of the first deputy minister for defense and security affairs dated April 19, 1962 concerning civil defense regulation. So April 19 was chosen as HANSIP Day. Even though HANSIP's name in 2002 changed to LINMAS, means community protection, the duties and functions remain the same. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Selamat Hari Raya, Selamat Hari Lebaran, Raihlah kemenangan setelah Ramadan, mari berjabat tangan. Mari maaf-maafan, raihlah kemenangan dengan senyuman. Selamat hari raya, selamat hari lebaran, raihlah kemenangan. Setelah Ramadan, mari berjabat tangan, mari maaf-maafan, raihlah kemenangan, lahir dan batin. Selamat hari lebaran, raihlah kemenangan. Setelah Ramadan, mari berjabat tangan, mari maaf-maafan, raihlah kemenangan, lahir dan batin.
Presiden Joko Widodo on the second day of his visit to Germany on Sunday, April 16th, held a meeting with the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Lower Saxony, Hanover, Germany. Indonesian President's official website, presidenri.co.id, press release stated that the Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi in her press statement explained, during the meeting, President Joko Widodo affirmed the importance of realizing equal economic relations between Indonesia and Germany and the European Union. European Union regulation that impede prosperity can be improved. The president also asked for Germany's support so that the negotiations on the Indonesia-EU SEPA can be completed immediately. Retno Marsudi explained in investment, the president welcomed the collaboration of the Indonesia-Germany Joint Economic and Investment Committee. In addition, the president saw that German investment in Indonesia needed to be focused on priority sectors, namely export-oriented industries, renewable energy, and downstreaming. According to Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, President Joko Widodo also put emphasis on the importance of German investment and technology transfer to support the energy transition in Indonesia. In this case, the discussion was on the implementation of the Just Energy Transition Partnership or an equivalent energy transition partnership. Furthermore, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi explained a number of results of the president's visit to Germany this time. The government-to-government cooperation, two agreements have been signed between Indonesian government and the German government. First, joint declaration of intent on the Joint Economic and Investment Committee regarding the formation of a joint public and private sector forum to discuss increasing economic and investment cooperation. Second, joint declaration of intent in the field of digitalization between the Ministry of Communication and Informatics and the German Ministry of Digital and Transformation to support the development of digital transformation. Meanwhile, in business-to-business cooperation, Retno Marsudi said 18 agreements have been formed with a value of approximately 27.9 trillion rupees. The agreements cover the energy sustainability and transition sector, investment, startup innovation, and making Indonesia 4.0.
Thank you. terdalam yang pernah ku rasa. Hasratku hanya untukmu terukir manis dalam renunganku. Jiwaku menyatu, biarkanlah ku rasakan hangatnya sentuhan kasihmu. Bawa daku penuhiku, berilah diriku kasih putih di hatiku.
Apart from being known as a maritime and culinary delights paradise, South Sulawesi also has another site that is interesting enough to visit. One of the places worth visiting is the Ramang Ramang Tourism Village located in Maros Regency, South Sulawesi. This tourism village is only 32 kilometers or about 1 hour from Sultan Hasanuddin International Airport. Ramang Ramang itself is famous for its stunning views, namely the Karst Mountains, which are said to be the second largest and most beautiful Karst mountains in the world. Currently, these Karst mountains are being proposed to be included in the UNESCO Global Geopark list. Different from the others, the Karst mountains in the Ramang Ramang tourism village are not surrounded by beaches, but rivers and rice fields. So, you will also be treated to beautiful and soothing views of the river and rice fields. If you come in the morning or after it rains, you may witness a truly fantastic view because it is shrouded in mist. Thereby, this village is called Ramang Ramang, which in the local language means fog or cloud. For more exciting experience, you should try the sensation of boating down the Putih River while being treated to views of mangroves, nipa palms, and of course, towering karst clusters on the left and right. This trip starts from Pier 2nd, Ramang Ramang Village to Berua Village, with a fare of around 250,000 rupiah for 6 to 8 passengers. One of the itineraries that cannot be missed in the Ramang Ramang Tourism Village, of course, is hunting for Instagrammable photos in the instagenic spots of the Batu Forest. It is called a stone forest because almost the entire area is dominated by hollow rock cliffs resembling a cave. Don't forget to capture its beauty through camera shots. The Ramang Ramang Tourism Village also has a rich culture. One of them can be witnessed through a traditional Bugis Makassar dance performance called Padupa. This dance is usually performed at welcoming guests by serving cakes and bosara, or typical plates of the Bugis tribe. The Padupa dance itself is performed by women wearing traditional Makassar clothes, namely bodor clothes.
Rasa
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pergi ke tempat wisata. Pergi ke tempat wisata, which means going to tourist places. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Bapak Mau Beli Dodol. Bapak Mau Beli Dodol, which means do you want to buy dodol, sir? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Melly, a food seller at Ancol Tourist Place. Melly greets Dev by using salutation. Let's listen to the conversation.
Silakan. Bapak mau beli dodol?
Ini makanan khas Jakarta, Bu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Bapak, bapak, which means sir. Mau, mau, which means want. Beli, beli, which means buy. Dodol, dodol, which refers to traditional sticky sweets. Bapak mau beli dodol. Bapak mau beli dodol, which means, do you want to buy dodol, sir? In the conversation, you hear the question, Bapak mau beli dodol. Bapak mau beli dodol, which means, do you want to buy dodol, sir? In the question, there is the salutation, Bapak, Bapak, which means sir. It is used to greet a man. In the question, Melly greets Dev by using the salutation, Bapak. Bapak, which means sir. Meanwhile, to greet a woman, you can use the salutation Ibu, Ibu, which means ma'am. Let's listen to the other examples of using salutation. Ibu, Ibu, which means ma'am. Selamat siang Ibu, selamat siang Ibu, which means good afternoon ma'am. Ibu mau beli dodol, Ibu mau beli dodol, which means, do you want to buy dodol, ma'am? The salutation Bapa and Ibu can be shortened to Pa for Bapa and Bu for Ibu. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Silakan. Bapak mau beli dodol?
Ini makanan khas Jakarta, Bu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
VY listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Bengkulu Province, Sumatra Island, entitled Sekundang Setungguan. Sekundang in Bengkulu traditional language means mutually waiting, while setungguan means wait for one another. Overall, this song tells about social solidarity, both with friends and relatives. The lyrics also tell you to want to work together, respect each other, and not boasting. Well, listener, here is the song Sekundang Setungguan by Iwan Sarayan. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Di kota Bengkulu.